This is Drive Live
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
It's 6:22. You're with Drive Live, and a villa in Emirates Hills has become one of the most expensive properties ever sold here after it was purchased for 100 million dirhams. That's the highest property transaction ever recorded for an Emirates Hills villa. Joining us now on the line is Chris Whitehead, Managing Director at Gulf Sotheby's International Realty, which handled the property sale. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for having me on the show.
Great to speak to you. I guess my first question is, why was this particular house worth so much?
It's a good question. Really, it comes down to 2 points. One is location. As most of your listeners will know, Emirates Hills is a very prime affluent location. It's in demand. And the second matter would be the attention to detail. This particular villa is a very, very high-spec villa, and it'd probably take 2 or 3 hours, really, to go through, you know, the specifications of the property. But it's really down to those two factors, location and attention to detail.
But, I mean, for 100 million dirhams, I want a gold bathtub or something.
We've got that already. So, the spa in the property was actually modelled on the Ritz-Carlton Spa, and actually has 4 indoor swimming pools. So maybe a gold bathroom in there as well, if I can remember.
There's 4 swimming pools in the house?
There's 4 indoor pools just in the spa alone.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, so now we're talking. Now I'm seeing where the price tag came from.
Okay.
More details, please, Chris.
When we go on to attention to detail, I mean to give an understanding of the property, there is limit to what I can say because there is a confidentiality with the buyers. But the property is 42,000 square feet, 8 bedroom property with master suites. You have, like I say, we have a spa. We also have the outdoor pools, the indoor pools. We have 2 kitchens in the property. One of them is a show kitchen, which is the highest grade appliances and finishing, which you'd expect in a 5-star restaurant. There's also security measures in place, which have been done by the previous owners to include safe rooms and other protection as well in the property with surveillance system. Also, there's a team that was sold and commissioned with the property. There was a management team of 15 individuals that were considered staff that actually come included with the sale and actually manage the property because it's so large and so vast.
It's incredible to hear about, you know, all of the different features of this villa. Tell us, Chris, what kind of process goes into this transaction? As we know, it took 18 months to close this deal. What are the buyers thinking? What is the seller thinking? How does this work?
These type of sales are not open listed transactions. What I mean by that is they're not advertised on the standard public channels of advertising, your portals and websites. So the actual marketing process, this is something that Gulf Sotheby's Realty specializes in. So we do private marketing. So the initial stages of the sale of those 18 months is actually the planning and marketing presentation. So we build private websites. We actually take the property to potential customers. So we don't actually sit and wait for clients to come to us. This is one of our main strengths by having an international network. So we actually take the property with a presentation, with websites and, you know, our hard copies and soft copies of literature. We would take those out to, you know, prominent and high net worth families, groups, and potential individual customers that we think, you know, are looking to purchase this level of property. The next steps is really negotiations. I mean, this can take quite some time, obviously, when we're talking this value. People like to negotiate even at this end and this tier of the spectrum. You know, everybody wants a bargain. And then we move on really to the buying process. Because of this amount of funds that's involved, there's always generally third-party companies included. You know, people generally don't have this type of money just sitting in their personal accounts. So, you know, this is money that we have to work with as well, and this is part of our services. So we assist our buyers and our sellers and, you know, and all of the parties involved in making sure this part of the process is smooth. The particular buyer actually sent a team across. He was an international buyer. He sent a full MEP consultancy company to the property because there's actually 170 kilometres of wiring in this property. So he sent a team over. They did the full checking on all of the pipes for the MEP, the AC, the conditioning. So even this part of the process can take some time. And then we move into the final stage, which is the transfer process. And as we know, you know, in Dubai, this even takes some time and everything has to be completed in the correct way to ensure that the developer release is there and so on and so forth. So there's quite a lot of factors. We'd love to sell one of these a week.
I bet you would.
within a week as well, but it doesn't. And these type of sales, I mean, you know, because of the volume of them, there's so many more factors involved. And we have to obviously at all times keep that confidentiality. So these are factors that have to be managed and take time.
Well, I should imagine it takes quite some time just showing them around a property of that size. Just before we let you go, Chris, can we just ask you whether, you know, we get lots of reports about the state of the property market here in many different levels. But when it comes to these kind of properties, I'm assuming there aren't that many. Is this something you expect to see more of, these sort of really big, opulent, big ticket properties being snapped up?
I mean, this level of the market, we're actually extremely busy in this level. Most of our sales as Gulf Sotheby's is in the higher sort of, we call them trophy asset category.
Good description,
I mean, it's generally, you know, where we sort of deal. So for us, we are busy with that and we don't see any type of downturn because these type of customers are generally less affected by the economy and you know, tend to be that many of these individuals normally benefit from these type of economies if they're involved in certain types of businesses. So, you know, when you've got 100 million in the bank, then you're pretty smart to where it's coming from and how you spend it. We do see, obviously, you know, good movement coming back into the market since we've had some softening. The lower end of the market is always consistent. But for the larger trophy sales, we sell to a lot of footballers, politicians, celebrities and well-known names. So they tend not to be affected by this economy at the moment. And it tends to be a little bit higher tier clients that we see every day coming through our doors. So for us, it's good. So we're positive and we're pleased and happy we're giving that service.
I know confidentiality means you can't tell us anything about the buyer, but it would be remiss of me not to ask about the commission that one of your colleagues must have pocketed for this.
The commissions are the standard commissions that are charged in Dubai. So I'm sure you can do the maths on that one. I'm sure you know what it is.
Yeah, it's big.
We've got a few happy faces around the office, but we get these regularly, this level of tiers. So we're accustomed to large zeros, so it's just how many zeros is on the end.
Oh, I hope he or she took you all out for dinner, Chris Whitehead, Managing Director of Gulf Sotheby's International Realty. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for your time. Thanks.